It's time for the second half of our talk with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, continued from our last outdoor report. And what about the spawn fishermen? Anything from the spawn fishermen?
I've had guys buying spawn and crawlers for the pinks, and they're doing okay. Low in the rivers, guys are picking up coho on spawn. But I think at this time of year with lower numbers of fish, you're probably better off covering a lot of water with crankbaits and spinners.
Well, is there anything else that you want to pass along for the fishermen at this point?
Well, if you want kings, go to the Lake Michigan trips. They're doing better than we are.
Okay.
I'm going muskie fishing tomorrow, and then I'll be down on Lake Michigan side for the rest of the weekend.
Now, I got to tell you, I guess I might as well pass this along. We got a really good muskie fishing report from the Tequamanon.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah, I don't know where you're headed, if that's your plan or not, but yeah. Good.
I'm headed the other way, but
that's all right. You know, it is what it is, and I'm sure that it's not the only place that muskie are putting the feed bags on. So,
yeah, temperatures just cooled down. Things are looking good. Fall is finally here.
What's your lure of choice for fishing muskies? I'm assuming you're fly fishing.
Yeah, I'm going to be fly fishing. I'm definitely no expert on it. I did well last time, just fishing for them like they were bass. But from my understanding, when the water cools down, so does their metabolism, and they're going for larger meals at this point. So I'm going to be throwing some bigger stuff this time.
Anything you want to share with us?
I got nothing specific. I haven't even tried it yet.
Okay.
It's just mostly large bucktail patterns.
Okay. All right.
And a mix of synthetics is what we're going to be going with.
Well, I wish you the best, and we'll check back in with you next week sometime, and hopefully the river fishing will have picked up significantly, but you never know. I mean, if pinks are just showing up, I think we're just getting started, my friend.
Yep, and, you know, water levels still haven't been good, so, you know, you're not going to get that trickle of fish, or at least find them in places you can get at them if there's no water.
Well, best of luck to you, and I appreciate your time chatting with us today.
All right, have a good one, Adam.
Take care, Nick. Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. And this is The Outdoor Show.